KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arizona State Supreme Court ruling this week to uphold a law from 1864 that bans nearly all abortions, the only exception being to save the life of the mother. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Anti-abortion rights groups are celebrating this decision, insisting that it protects the lives of countless unborn children. The justices in Arizona have now put this ruling on hold for 14 days, so abortion clinics in that state tell us that they still plan to continue to provide their services for a short period of time.
An independent investigation's underway in Chicago. Police body cam just now releasing following a traffic stop last month that resulted in the shooting death of 26-year-old Dexter Reed. Police say he fired one shot at them. They responded with 96 shots in 41 seconds. The latest inflation numbers are now out. Analysts had predicted consumer prices would be up 3.5% from last year at this time. That's what it was. Those numbers will be one of the things the Fed uses to set interest rates at its next meeting. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Harry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling for a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee next week to release $125 million to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Evers' plan would let the Department of Natural Resources decide how to spend the money instead of a framework created by lawmakers the governor vetoed yesterday. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up when the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues meets in New York next week. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa says Line 5 is still a threat to their land.
The Bad River Band is already at a risk of an oil spill because the pipeline is going directly through their reservation and the reroute. I mean, if you look at the map, it's basically hugging the reservation boundaries.
Stephanie Sosi is a lawyer for Earth Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 113 cases of measles have been reported in 17 states this year. With cases showing up in neighboring states, Wisconsin may not be far behind. While there have been no reported cases of measles in Wisconsin, Jackie Grignon, Communicable Disease Supervisor for Winnebago County, says they are ready.
It is something we plan for. Measles is highly contagious.
Last year, there were 58 reported cases of measles throughout the United States. A machinery fire in Neenah caused an estimated $200,000 in damage this week. Neenah Menasha Fire Rescue says they responded to a call on Apple Blossom Drive Monday night. The fire was contained to a single piece of machinery. No damage to other portions of the building or other machinery was reported. Officials say the fire was accidental. No injuries were reported. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Brewers get a win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled to a 9-5 victory over the Reds. Another new face in the crew lineup, 23-year-old Blake Perkins, got the start in center field and drove in three runs. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, like, this kid loves baseball. His personality is so calm and cool, collected, and he watches the game as good as anyone.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 104-91 over the Boston Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo had to undergo an MRI after limping off the court in the third quarter with pain in his left calf muscle. As for the game, there was only two shots from the free throw line, a new NBA record. Doc Rivers.
Man, 157 game time. My goodness. You can go to a game and still have dinner.
NFL, the Packers tailgate tour continues its drive around the state.
Some of the nonprofits, the doors about to close, and the Green Bay Packer Foundation helps them.
That's Packers Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic. sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. It will be warmer today with a high near 70, the wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, colder with rain. We could get a half inch or more of rain tomorrow through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day, he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tune in for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. John Nichols should be checking in. You'll want to tune in 4 to 6 across Civic Media.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Boy, we've had some phenomenal guests today. Eric Norenberg, Green Bay Indoor Golf. Fascinating, fun to talk to, and we're going for lessons.
We are. We're taking lessons, Eric. We're on. We're absolutely.
Michael Friedman joining us right now. Short-term rentals. Yeah, this is a hot-button topic right now as far as Airbnbs and people buying houses and renting them out all the time. And every community seems to be taking their own approach. Michael, you're based out of Madison. What's the fervor like down there?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show.
This is great. This is something that everybody's talking about around here. I'll be honest with you, with the draft coming up.
I was going to say that it's got two, like Johnny just said, there's not a consistent theme out there. So go ahead.
There really isn't a consistent theme. And I think when you look at what's happening in the vacation rental industry, you know, globally and even nationally, there's a lot of things happening with regulations, restrictions, things like that. I think when you look at the landscape of what's going to happen with the draft here in Green Bay, there's a massive opportunity for individuals who are looking to maybe rent their home out a week or 2 weeks before the draft to make that extra ancillary income. As it relates to vacation rentals, you know, we've been doing this a long time at the Simple Life Hospitality, and you know, we really focus on the Door County market, Northwoods, Green Bay, Lake Geneva, For Green Bay folks, you know, or even people in Door County for that matter, who are looking to, you know, capitalize on what's going to happen, the opportunity is really, really massive for them and to, you know, maybe rent their house out for that week or
two. Like I said, my daughter Madison does it when they have the CrossFit competitions and she makes a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, even in those one-off events like CrossFit or things that are happening in the community, if you're looking to do that, obviously there is that opportunity. But I think long-term, if you're looking for an opportunity, we've been very successful here in Green Bay renting the homes out that we have near Lambeau Field. Obviously, the draft is going to be a big draw for us. But during Packer season, you know, if the Packers are doing well, our homes are doing really, really well on the weekends.
What's the pushback, though? I mean, you know, I'm a big property rights guy, but, you know, there's obviously municipalities get involved. I think Green Bay's been pretty easy to work with, right?
They have, you know, and even Ashwaubenon, which I know is looking at making some changes starting around July 1st to going to a 6-night minimum or 7-night, I believe.
And the thing where somebody has to be within like a half an hour or something from the house. That's caretaker type.
Yeah, we have what's called a registered agent. So someone that is within the vicinity, I think it's usually within 25 to 30 minutes of the properties. Just because in the event, if there's anything that's going on with them, bursts or things like that. And I think that's where, you know, and I'm sure we'll talk more about this, but if you're looking for, you know, to do this, I think going the professional route would be obviously ideal. You know, there
especially if you've never done it before.
Right.
Well, and that's the thing is like, you know,
people, and I think there's going to be a lot of first times with the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who are going to be like raising their hand going, oh, I think I can do this on my own. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of moving parts to it. You know, there's a lot of variables in renting your home out. But, you know, obviously if you're looking at it from that angle. But, yeah, so going back to Jim's question, I think, you know, regulations are happening across the country. It's not just here in Green Bay or in Door County or down in Lake Geneva or even in Madison or Milwaukee. And so one of the things we do is we're really on top of those regulations. We're making sure, number one, first and foremost, we're following those. We're abiding by the law, doing everything that's necessary to make sure, number one, we're abiding by that. And then more importantly, we're still able to maximize the revenue and return for our homeowners that are looking to capitalize on that home they have.
So, Jim, Michael, as a former mayor, let me just ask you this question then. What were your concerns about having homes like this in neighborhoods?
Well, you know, people, that's a great income source. And if they want to go stay with their daughter or son in Madison when something's going on here and make a couple grand, I mean, that can really help, especially, you know, some of these senior citizens are a little bit on fixed income, you know. I think it's a great revenue thing. Our concern, I'll be honest with you, was the party houses. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of complaints on that. And I think it was like a two strikes and you're out. I don't think we gave, maybe we gave three, but I think it was two. Because you're disrupting the neighborhood. It's like, come on, we give you an opportunity. And so I think they've done a better job of vetting people. And if they get a professional and reach out to you, you're going to vet them to make sure they've got a history.
That's exactly it, is that the party house days are over. I mean, those homes that are trying to do that are going to get squashed. They're going to get fined, and they're going to, you know, have problems with the local law enforcement. When we look at a community or even a home, say, you know, where we manage our homes around Lambeau now, you know, first and foremost is we look at those regulations. And then secondly, you know, we're vetting the guests that's coming in and staying with us. We're you know, we know who they are. We know where they're coming from. We know the number of people that are staying with us. And then more importantly, I think this is a big part to what we were talking about earlier. I think if someone's looking at doing this on their own, there's a couple factors they have to look at. Number one, you've got to get your home ready. You've got to deal with cleaning and maintenance. You've got to deal with payment. But the biggest thing is, what happens if there's damage? And I think when you hire a professional company like ours, you know, we have those systems and tools and everything in place to say, you know, and the thing is, like, if you think about the draft, you know, the draft isn't some like, hey, let's go have tea in the afternoon party. I mean, we're talking about people having a really good time for 4 days in Green Bay.
Absolutely. It's crazy.
And so there could be things that could go wrong. Could. But when they do, a company like ours is really in place to make sure that, okay, damage happened, and we're going to take care of that for you, well, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner.
And that's the thing. You got somebody from Dallas coming up here because they want to be part of the draft, see what the Cowboys draft and everything. And they get a little crazy some night, and a wall gets kicked in or whatever, whatever. Then they're back in Dallas, and you're trying to chase them for the repairs type thing.
Well, and that's the thing, you know. And I'm not too concerned about the Dallas fans. I'm more concerned about those folks coming from south of the border here. But we also know that they'll
Vikings
probably have.
Too.
We also know they'll probably have that first pick again, anyways, in the 2025 draft because they're such a crappy
How
team.
How do you like that, but, Bears but, fans?
Yeah, you know.
Oh,
so that's,
I'm sure they'll leave the houses alone now.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, with big drawing on the wall of a bear. So, but no, you know, we're really in a position to make sure that those types of things, you know, should they happen, are covered and corrected.
And Michael, to go with a professional like you, there's besides the things.
This is Michael Friedman, short-term rentals. Go ahead.
Besides, there's some taxes they need to pay, right?
There are.
And then there's also some inspections, and depending on the municipality, that they may need to go through. And it's a business, and to just say, look, I'm going to try this one-off thing.
We're looking at it from a couple different angles. Obviously, because we manage around Lambeau now, most of the homeowners that we professionally manage are with us because they're looking to drive ancillary income to a second or third home they have, and we're renting it out during the weekends the Packers are home and have a game. Individuals who are looking to do this, maybe say as a one-off, the opportunity is definitely there, and we're putting something together as a team. So should an individual decide they want to do this on their own or try to do it on their own, we can consult with them and give them all the necessary tools, information, regulations.
I didn't know you guys existed until today, to be honest with you. And this is really cool. But so go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. I mean, give them the tools necessary to try and do it on their own. You know, if it were my recommendation, I would say hire a company like ours, or even, you know, not like ours, but hire us to do what we do best. And that's not just true for here in Green Bay. Yeah. We're going to see a lot of our homes that we have in Door County and North Woods being rented out because of the close proximity. And we're going to provide transportation from Door County to Lambeau Field.
Wow.
To the facility and back.
I was going to ask that what your range is, what you think the range is going to be for the draft.
Well, first of all and foremost, living in Madison, I know there are bars and restaurants already queuing up to bring people in for day trips to Green Bay for the draft.
Really?
So as far away as Madison, Milwaukee, I don't know, you know, the proximity, but we know our homes in Door County in the North Woods, even I don't think Lake Geneva per se, but I think the homes that are for sure in Door County and our Northwood homes are going to definitely be rented.
Elkhart Lake?
Elkhart Lake.
I was just going to say that he's got a place down in.
Well, you know, I mean,
I don't know.
You never know though, because here's the thing.
Now, I think I'm going to go there and you can rent my house.
That's
you know what I mean? Cool.
We can do that. Yeah.
Cause we like it down there.
We love that.
Okay. Rent out their apartments?
What's that?
Can people rent out their apartments?
Well,
like John Mino.
The answer
I'd
is,
actually even clean it.
Yeah, well, we could clean it for
okay,
you too.
Okay, awesome.
But the answer is to be determined. And the reason I say that is dependent upon where you live and the restrictions that the HOA may have in your community, possibly. You know, and again, I go back to what I was saying earlier is that there is so much work that goes into just getting the home ready for the draft or for any rental, you know, and if it's your personal residence, you're talking about taking out all those possessions that, you know, that might, you know, be, you know, valuable and things like that. So it's getting it ready. It's getting it cleaned. It's making sure that how is the guest going to get checked in, creating an exceptional guest experience. And that's what we do. And this isn't just a one-off. We want to make sure that that person who's coming here and is going to rent out that house and potentially pay anywhere upwards of $2,000 or more per night to stay at the property, that they're going to have an exceptional experience. It's not just that one-off.
You know the money you could make with it. He's got this big old house. It's over 100 years old. It's about 4,000 square feet at least, wouldn't you say? Maybe more. I mean, and I rent it out. I mean, and his wife and his child, whose name is Milton, who's
my
dog.
I love my
dog.
By
the way, did you see the thing? Did you see what today is?
Yeah, I know.
National Hug Your Dog Day.
Already done.
Okay.
5 a.m. he comes down.
I didn't know that it was National Hug Your Dog Day.
Well. But I want to say, but I think what I'm hearing you say, Michael, is that that helmet that I have that's signed by Rogers, Favre, and Starr, I may have to put that away.
I would probably say that would be a good idea.
Or it might show up on ESPN with somebody wearing it.
That is a possibility. Right.
Hey, the name of your company, is it the Vacation Rental University?
Well, no. Okay. Vacation Rental University is something I started a long time ago to educate the industry. No, our company is Simple Life Hospitality and SimpleLifeRentals.com. And actually, if you go to Simple Life Rentals, .com, you'll see already on our website we have our draft page because we're going to start renting our homes probably in 2 weeks.
I was going to ask for the draft. That was my next question. How early does somebody you think have to start really getting serious about this?
I'd say in the next 2 weeks because believe it or not, what we're going to see is, especially if you want to be in walking distance to Lambeau Field, you know, the homes that we have there are with, you know, across the street or within walking distance. Right. And then people who are also thinking about doing this, you know, we're starting to rent now. And the thing is, we'll see it in 2 weeks. We'll see that pickup where most of our homes will be available for the calendar. The calendars will be open where they can go ahead and book the properties.
I know you're focused on, you know, Lambeau, that area and the draft, but the city, you're going to be very impressed as how hard the city's going to do to get those people outside of Lambeau and come downtown and Door County. And there's a lot of cool stuff going on in Green Bay.
There's a lot of cool stuff. And I think the draft, because it's so big and they're bringing so many people.
Michael, can you stick around? I got more questions for
you. Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, talking about if you want to rent out your home during the draft. A lot of big stuff. Back after this.
Simple.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future.
If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there, 45 degrees across the board. We're talking with our golfing friend. It just has that feel to it with Eric Nornberg. Just has a feeling of spring is here, and you know, it's a year away from the NFL draft.
I'm feeling that too.
And it's incredible. And we're talking with here with Michael Friedman from Simple Life. I was going to say hospitality, but it's Simple Life
Rentals.
Rentals.com. About, you know, because that's been the big, a big topic of conversation around Green Bay ever since they announced that we're getting it, was these, you know, the Airbnb type things and people renting them out. And conversely, that's exactly when some of these local communities all of a sudden putting out some new ideas as far as restrictions and things like that. So it's not just black and white, and it's the biggest event ever held in Green Bay or in Northeast Wisconsin, really, with a number of people coming into town. So, Michael, tell us again about some of the pitfalls for these people that want to rent out their houses if they don't do it right, and your recommendation. And not just to give your company a plug, but just in general to help these people realize, holy crap, do I know what I'm getting into if you haven't really done this before?
A lot of moving parts.
And I think, like, again, I will plug our company because we are the best at what we do in the area, not just here in Green Bay, but in Door County, North Woods, and Lake Geneva. But I'd say, you know, hire a professional manager. Yeah. And I think part of the reasoning is behind what I was sharing earlier is that there are so many moving parts to a person getting their home ready. Mm-hmm. You know, it starts first and foremost with decluttering, you know, looking at all the things that you have in your personal and primary residence.
What do you do with them?
Well, you're going to have to store them probably for that week or two. And I would say this, because if you really think about when the draft is, you know, that first night is Thursday night, most people are going to come in, you know, earlier that week. And I think the thing we're seeing and the trends that we're going to see based on other drafts and, you know, how the draft is laid out, people are going to come in probably a week early. So dependent upon who that is, you know, we're going to have a 7-night, maybe probably even a 14-night minimum on our homes, at least here locally. As to what that looks like, we're still unclear. But, you know, obviously you have to factor in getting rid of that stuff that's in your home. You've got to think about cleaning the house, maintaining the home. How is the guest going to get in? How are you going to, first and foremost, promote your home? Are you going to put it on Airbnb or Vrbo? And we're on all of those sites. We're on Google Travel. So we've got all of that already taken covered. But they're going to have to think about that. Then they're going to have to think about, you know, how are they going to accept payment from the guest? You know, they're not going to take a personal check or cash, although some people may. But obviously, you know, how are they going to accept payment? But I want to go back to what I said earlier.
Jim would take cash.
I would, you know,
Jim would take cash. You know, that's the way he ran the city.
Well, that's really okay. No, well, that's, okay. Well,
that's why I could spend $5,000 on a dog.
$5,000 on a
dog. I love my dog. And Johnny, let's remind our listeners what today is:
National Hug Your Dog Day.
And I get here at 5:30, and I hug
him
already.
It's also sibling day. Who are you going to hug more, your dog or your siblings?
My dog.
All right.
Oh, okay. I'd hug my dog before. No, I'm just
see?
My
I'm
sister. My sister's probably listening from Charlotte, and she's like, "Oh, that." Anyways, no. But I would say, going back to what I was saying earlier, is that should something happen to your home, what are you going to do to protect it? You know, and like I said, I think, you know, the draft's a great event and great opportunity for the community, the economy, everything about Northeast Wisconsin. But, you know, homeowners that are going to go into this, and if something should happen, how are they going to protect themselves? And that's one of the things, you know, we have in place as a professional management company, not just the liability of damage, but what if someone got hurt?
Right.
And so those are the things that they have to really be thinking about. So, like I said, I think the best way to do this, if you are considering it, is to hire a company like ours to do it for you.
So you don't miss anything.
The cost is minimal. And more importantly, it gives the homeowner peace of mind knowing their home is well taken care of by Simple Life Rentals. And then more importantly, the guest is having a great experience.
And that is worth a lot. Hey, I want to ask you, what about who's going to watch it if you rent it to 4 people and 12 people show up? I'm going to talk to my neighbors because I love my neighbors.
Yeah.
We live in an awesome neighborhood. And I'm going to talk to them and say, hey, look, Don and I are thinking about this. they'll say that's fine, but what that would be my only risk is that we got a nice family coming in and then a bunch of college kids show up.
Yeah. Well, I love the question because one of the things we do in all of our rentals now, and I shouldn't say not all of them, but one of the things we are going to require moving forward in the homes that we rent out, we use a device that's a noise monitoring device that actually will pick up the number of IP addresses. So if four people are, say, staying in the home, but you know, and we can set the threshold of noise level in the home. So if it goes above a certain amount, we'll get triggered and the guest will get a notification.
Oh my
saying,
Lord, that's
saying
unbelievable.
That. And so it also picks up on the IP addresses. So if we know four people are staying in the home, but we get a notification there's 22 IP addresses of people that were picking it up, we can see that and we can contact the guest and say, hey, you know, it's great that you're having a party, but make sure. The other thing that our device does in the homes is it detects smoke. So if someone should be smoking in the home, whether it's cigarettes, weed, whatever they're going to do, it's just going to give them that opportunity, give us the opportunity to say, hey, you know, we know this, there's smoke. So again, goes back to the question earlier, what if that happens in your house and you're not having us professionally manage it? How are you going to collect that guest for the smoke damage, the damage that might occur, or more importantly, the party that they're going to have? So, you know, all of our homes moving forward are going to be required to have that device, which is great because it's super cost effective. But even for homes that are looking just to rent out for the draft, I'd encourage them to get a device like that or have us use it in their home, because
that's incredible.
So let's say
that would be a good thing to have if you have like teenage kids and you're gone for a weekend.
Yeah,
you'd be able to monitor.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. Yeah, that
yeah,
would be
you
great.
Sell, do you sell those? So will you come to a house and say this is what you need to do, or is it just on the website? Because like,
no.
I think what I would like to put in is a fire pit on that yard.
In your yard?
Yeah, just, I think people would like that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, so going back to the options, they can hire us, or if they decide, and we haven't really, you know, completely vetted this whole process out, but we know we'll consult with you. If you want to do it on your own, we're going to put together a draft kit package. We'll come to the house. We'll say, here are the recommendations that we have for you, and then here are the things you're going to need to do to rent the house out. And there'd be obviously a cost associated with that we're working out. But and again, not everyone's going to want a professionally managed company. I get it. It's fine. It's cost. It's whatever. But mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, for those individuals who are thinking they want to try it on their own, they will have options. And we're going to be really one of the only companies that gives them that option to do it on
Michael,
their own.
Michael, this is great. The people who are listening, everybody knows the draft is coming. I bet that's been front page news for over a year. But this is a time if you were thinking of maybe going down to Savannah, or you're maybe thinking of going to see your kid in wherever they live, Nashville. You know, you're going to see it on TV anyway. I mean, you don't have to be here for the draft, right? So
no.
I think this is a good time for you to get away, and your vacation's going to be paid for by the revenue you make.
Absolutely.
Plus, you're going to make a little bit extra too.
No,
you know?
Question.
Without a doubt. You know, I know people even in Madison who will leave for the weekend when a Badger game is happening, and that, you know, they'll take their apartment or home.
Yeah.
Based again on where the home is located, and they'll rent it out because they know they can get a premium. I had friends during the Atlanta Olympics who rented their houses out for 10 days. I know you guys were talking to the golf guy. I mean, Augusta is a great example of people who live around Augusta.
Oh, yeah.
Who leave for 2 weeks. And they rent their homes out and make $20,000-$30,000.
And sometimes to the pro golfers.
To the pro golfers. And
that's
so,
a big thing now.
That's more than we make here.
I know. But the pro golfers don't like staying in hotels anymore. And that's there's
oh,
almost
yeah.
like a network now at the different places where they do that.
It's a network. And, you know, I think because we are so on top of the draft and the importance of it, I think when you go to SimpleLifeRentals.com, you'll see we even have a draft page already.
Oh, wow.
Already set up. It talks about what we're doing. But more importantly, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see either media people, NFL people, anyone coming in that are going to come in maybe a week or two that want to stay close to Lambeau, want to just be in Door County, because Door County is a beautiful place. You know, you might be bringing a group of people. They have no interest in the draft. And, and then they can go do their Door County thing and you can come to the draft.
Okay, can I ask you a question that I hope nobody else hears? How could I do mine like under the table?
You can't.
Oh.
I'm not going to go there.
Damn it. See?
He's not Italian.
And me,
I have 3% Italian.
Oh!
I did 23 in me and I have 3% Italian. And I have a cousin named Rocco in Italy.
Oh, I love it.
You win.
Michael Freeman, this is fascinating stuff. We want to have you back, okay?
Yeah. I'd love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Simple Life Rentals back after this.
Thanks, guys.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin have more than doubled their property tax revaluation since 2020. Forward Analytics says local governments want to make sure property owners aren't underpaying their share in taxes if the market value on their homes is soaring while their assessed value stays flat. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. The federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices, but that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay School Board may ask for another version of plans to consolidate public schools. Currently, two scenarios for consolidation have been presented, but each has less than 30% support from the community. Interim Superintendent Vicki Bayer is asking for a third scenario that will continue to address budget shortfalls through school closures, but will minimize student movement and feeder pattern disruptions. 11 people were arrested following the search of a home on Walnut Street by the Oshkosh Vice and Narcotics Unit yesterday. People arrested ranged in age from 29 to 74 years old. Eight were arrested for outstanding warrants. Police are recommending cocaine and drug paraphernalia charges against a 74-year-old man, charges of maintaining a drug trafficking place against a 61-year-old woman, and two charges of manufacturing cocaine and two charges of maintaining a drug trafficking place against a 44-year-old man. The names of those arrested were not released. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers get a win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled to a 9-5 victory over the Reds. Another new face in the crew lineup, 23-year-old Blake Perkins, got the start in center field and drove in three runs. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, like, this kid loves baseball. His personality is so calm and cool, collected, and he watches the game as good as anyone.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 104-91 over the Boston Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo had to undergo an MRI after limping off the court in the third quarter with pain in his left calf muscle. As for the game, there was only two shots from the free throw line, a new NBA record. Doc Rivers.
Man, 157 game time. My goodness. You can go to a game and still have dinner.
NFL, the Packers tailgate tour continues its drive around the state.
Some of the nonprofits, the door's about to close, and the Green Bay Packer Foundation helps them.
That's Packers Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. It will be warmer today with a high near 70. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, colder with rain. We could get a half inch or more of rain tomorrow through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
When we're going out of break, keep an eye on me because I'll let you know when your mic's on. Okay. Thanks. We're just eight months into it or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. We're just kind of getting ready for the next guest. I'm excited about this.
Yes. We've had some phenomenal guests.
Yeah.
Todd and Amanda, I know you guys lined some of these people up. Great job.
Yeah,
They've just been phenomenal. Every one of them. Boy, Michael Friedman, though, talking about Simple Life Rentals, about if you want to rent out your home for, you better start thinking about it now. It's like, that's the thing. And boy, the money some people could make.
If we rent out Jim's house, will you split it with us, Jim?
Will you?
Little something, something.
I will be. You can go wherever you want. I'll be that guy within like 25 minutes or something where if there's a problem, I'll show up.
Oh. He'll stand outside watching the place.
Right. Exactly. Joining the party.
I will be that guy. No, I will stay there. I'll stay upstairs. How about this? I will stay upstairs in the garage.
No, we're not doing that. I don't think that's legal anyway.
It's
No, I don't.
We don't need to work about legal.
Okay, but
God, everything with you is it legal? Is it legal?
Todd, we were talking about...
It's driving 75 through... You know,
yeah, he talks about legality.
Monticello or whatever
Monticello
that city was.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what we were talking about was today we've got an interest in all our guests, like the next one we're going to have when we go down to Oshkosh. But Johnny and I both decided, and Todd, you're willing to join us. We're going to take this Green Bay Indoor Golf some lessons.
We're taking golf lessons.
All right.
Because
as long as you guys come down and take in a concert in Oshkosh.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely. Michael Dempsey, Waterfest 38 in Oshkosh. Wow. Welcome, Michael.
Oh, welcome. Thank you very much.
We were talking about this before we went on the air today. When I was at NBC 26 and everything, I used to come down there and do live shots all the time. And I would stick around because that is one of the greatest venues. We've all been to a million different band concerts or rock con or whatever. I think that's the greatest venue on a beautiful night that you'll find anywhere. Don't you?
It's a beautiful shed. We were very lucky to have the Oshkosh Foundation, the Leach family, and many others contribute to make that happen. WPS actually contributed the property. It was an old brownfield site. And if you looked at Oshkosh pictures from yesteryear versus what we have now, the whole riverfront and the river walk and everything that's going on in the development and that's a repurposing of the riverfront, which is our original Main Street.
And you did that right. I mean, some people, they'll put in like an asphalt trail. I mean, you guys really took advantage of an opportunity and you spent the money to make that just an awesome venue down there. Yeah, I great concerts, great music, and easy parking. Yeah, it's great.
So, Michael, I know the lineup still is always a state of flux and everything like that, but who are some of the people over the years where you've said to yourself, wow, that one worked, that one worked?
Well, I have to go back to the first time we had Alice Cooper here. It was one of the most outrageous shows I've ever seen. I had my high school age daughter there, and we were up probably about five rows back standing and watching, and they do this thing where Alice slits his daughter's throat or something and blood hit everybody in the front of the thing. And it was absolutely hilarious and what a great show. And he actually stayed in town for a few days afterward and did his radio program right from the hotel here and did some golf at the local golf shops. Very sweet guy, very nice fella.
Yeah, I was at him in Phoenix, Arizona, as a matter of fact, which was kind of his hometown, at a golf thing. Completely the opposite of the character on stage.
Yeah, very, very good. Another time we had Michael McDonald down here. We've had him a couple of times, but he actually stayed a whole week here. It was when he was launching his Motown series of concerts and those two albums he had that won Grammys and everything else. But that all started here in Oshkosh, too.
Wow.
How are these people to deal with, Mike? Pretty good?
For the most part, very good. A lot of these people that have been around since the 70s and 80s, they're not drinking or partying anymore. They actually want to go play golf. They want to know where the Y is, where they can get into some yoga. Where's the sushi and that kind of thing.
Isn't that great? Todd, for you, a guy like you that covered that during the hardcore days.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that incredible when you think about that?
Well, we all have, right? I mean, we've all slowed down a little bit.
You know, and those guys are smart enough to know that if they kept that lifestyle up, they would be dead.
You know what, though, Mike? I think a lot of those people probably thought they would have their little era, 6-7 years maybe, and then it was good. But there's been such a rebirth over the years of those bands from the 60s and the 70s, and people still want to hear them. And I think just for their longevity and survival of going out there on stage, what they do, they've had to kind of change their ways. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. And we had, and they've gone through a whole cycle of popularness and economic success. And, you know, we had we had Eric Burden here in the late 80s, early 90s, and you know, we could afford to have a $1 admission and put that show on, and he was in good shape then. He was but now those guys have a lot of other places to play. They've got the casinos, a lot of things going on, hotels, and people are willing to pay some large dollars for it, and good for them. It keeps them out. If there's a lot of bands that reform to go back out because the economics are making sense, and they sound better than ever because they're healthy and they've got great musicians with them, and the equipment of the sound stuff is great, and the equipment with the synthesizing and all the other stuff they have to make them sound like they're studio worthy.
Great. Awesome. So tell me, what's coming up in the near future?
Well, for this season, we're very happy. We've got 9 shows. We start June 13th with the bombastic show of Hairball. They're a crowd favorite, and early online sales are off, you know, shooting through the roof for that.
That's great.
And there's 3 bands that start there. We've got this Michael Weber show, that this guitar virtuoso comes in from Akron, Ohio, and he's been on MTV, won all sorts of awards. He's our very first act, starting at 6 o'clock on the 13th of June. And we have Road Trip in the slot there, which will all great rock bands, very entertaining. It's only $10 if you get there before 6.
Isn't that awesome?
And Tuesdays are free as our opening night, and that's great. Down the lineup, some of the big shows that are coming. We worked for years to get the Mavericks here, and they're coming in August 15th, and they're just a great Americana band out of Miami, and it's great. They've won I don't know how many. I think they've been up for almost 24 ACMA and CMA awards, and they've won some Grammys and all that other stuff, and they're just continuing to be vital. And their live shows are incredible. So bring your dance shoes for those guys. August 1st, we've got a triple bill with all headliners with Gin Blossoms, Toga Wet Sprocket, and Vertical Horizon. That'll be a monster.
I just
show.
Got a text here going to check out Chuck Prophet and Toad the Wet Sprocket at Waterfest. Oh,
yeah. That rhymes. Toad the Wet Sprocket is great. They're doing their 30th anniversary tour, and they're touring all over. Chuck Prophet, he tours internationally. He's in the slot in front of Los Lonely Boys, and we were lucky to pick him up. This is actually his third trip through. He's one of the most magnificent singer-songwriters and rock musicians that came out of the San Francisco area throughout the 80s and 90s, and he's got new product out, and he's in great form, and it's good Americana rock music, and he's fantastic.
That says a lot about you that he's coming back for a third time. I mean, those can be a little divas, some of these people. Not I don't know this guy, but I mean, if they come back, then they're also telling people how great your venue is. So that's very cool that you've got.
And I will say this: Jim used to work at the old Carlton. Remember the Carlton?
Oh, sure. I was there. Oh,
yeah. And he said one of the most disappointing things, though, is when people are so excited, and somebody would sort of phone it in.
Yeah.
They just wouldn't have the energy. Just wouldn't have the whatever. I'm sure you've dealt with that at some point in your life, huh, Mike?
We've been lucky with not having that happen here. What happens happens in the Waterfest? We try to keep a club like atmosphere where. Yeah. The musicians go crazy because they come in here. If they've been doing the Wine City, the city winery tours and that kind of stuff, everybody's sort of sitting on their hands. At Waterfest, it's very democratic. We want the fans to be up front that want to be fans. And if the voyeurs want to sit on the grass, they can do that, bring their chairs. But the people up front are providing energy. They're part of the show, part of the action. And the bands really respond to that. And that's refreshing for them. And we try to keep it very affordable, so fans that might not otherwise ever have a chance to see some of these acts can see them for 20% of what they might pay someplace else.
We got another texter. Bring back JJ Gray and the Mofros.
Yeah, they're 2-timers. We'll try to get them up to their 5-timer jacket.
Like Saturday Night Live hosting, right? Right. Hey, can you think of anybody that you had come through before and then all of a sudden they had one hit and boom, they just like took off from there?
I can do that, but I can also tell you the ones that we didn't do that went boom.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I passed on the Dixie Chicks for about $3,500. That was John Mayer when he just before he broke.
Oh my God.
Bonnie Raitt just before Nick of Time came out. These are all the ones that I remember because they're painful.
Yes. Well, it's nice you bring them up on the radio so everybody knows now.
Very nice. Wow. Yeah.
And some of the other ones we brought in before would be like a Johnny Lang came in before he broke, and that was kind of fun. And there's a few others that are waiting to break.
You know what I think is cool, though, Mike? When I've been there, it's like you'd see that some of the same people, even though the music was completely opposite of what was like the night before, the week before type of thing. This has become more of a social event that no matter who's playing, people want to come to it. Don't you agree?
Yes, our formula is part community, where they want to come in and support something. A third of the people are in there, to experience a nice day out our music is purposely accessible.
Right.
We try to find something that's right down the fairway, a little left or right, but not in the rough.
Yep.
And that it can be something where you're introducing something that's really cool to somebody that's never heard it before, and you're introducing the artist to some fan base that they might be able to pick up, and it's part of the magic of Waterfest. And the product there is always good quality, and our sound is incredible, and our lights are strong, and the venue is really good. So it's a very accommodating area for people to try to experiment with new music, because it's affordable too.
Right? Yeah.
So we try to deliver the right stuff to the right people.
Yep. Mike, this kicks off in 60 days, right? 2 months is your first show. Yep. Do people buy, when can people get tickets, and do people buy a series from you, or is it the 9 events?
Thank you for asking. We do season passes, and there's a sense of belonging to those, and you get recognized when you come in with those. So it's sense of belonging. It also supports this cash flow Waterfest, because they'll come in early. But season passes are available, general admission or VIP. We've got if you bought the VIPs individually, you'd be spending $350 throughout the season if you went to all the shows. Mm-hmm. If you just went to 3 of the premium shows at $40 a piece, you'd pay for your season pass.
Yeah.
So it's really affordable when you buy the season pass. Season passes also are exchangeable. You can share them. So if you're not able to go to one, you can hand it to a buddy and they can go. So it's the most economical way is to buy a season pass.
Or scalp it to a buddy.
Well, as long as somebody comes to Waterfest, we're okay with whatever somebody
took to get them there. Yeah. Welcome in.
We're trying to create an awareness of the community, not just Waterfest, but the community itself. Waterfest is very rare. We allow people to enter and re-enter. So if they want to go downtown and meet some people at a bar or bistro or have lunch and gather someplace at Oblio's or the hotel or something, and they can come and go. We have people that come by boats, and boats are lined up 5 or 8 deep, and they come and get their $6 or 6 o'clock discounted wristband, and then they go out and carpool or tailgate out at the river and have a good time. But also one thing about season passes right now, and also some of our VIP, most of our VIP shows, if you buy them now while supplies last, you can, if you buy 3, you'll get the 4th one free. So if you can buddy up, not only are they efficient in terms of what the cost benefit is, if you buy the season passes, you also get a 4th one free for the time being. If they go to waterfest.org and click on the buy here thing and explore the opportunities to take some of those promotions while they last. We'll try to run that for another few weeks.
Awesome. Waterfest.org. That's simple.
That's it. Yeah.
Great.
And it takes you to our schedule, our history, all about, some facts and our alumni, which are, over 1,000 bands that have come in there. You can kind of take a look at it. And if you want to see some great lineups of bands in there, it's pretty impressive. The thousands of musicians and bands and performers that have come through here.
And, awesome. One last thing there, Mike, I mean, this is such a great event, but we're carried on WISS in Oshkosh as well. And we've kind of adopted Oshkosh as our second home too. And we love it. We love everything you guys got going on in Oshkosh.
You guys do it right.
I can see the venue right from your offices.
Very cool. Mike Dempsey, Waterfest 38 in Oshkosh. It's a phenomenal event. We'd love to get you on when it's closer to the actual startup time, okay,
June
Mike?
June 13th. But you get your All tickets right. now. Waterfest.org.
All right. I'll be back. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Mike. Take care. We're going to start a quick break back with Mind on the Mayor back after this.
Waiting. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror. Getting ready to wrap it up here on a beautiful Wednesday morning in Northeast Wisconsin. This is absolutely fantastic. Brewers, as we mentioned earlier, got the win last night against Cincinnati. I was watching that Bucks game. Big win for them against Boston, but Giannis went down with a calf injury late in the game. I remember a few years ago, or was it last year or 2 years ago, when he had that sprained ankle or whatever right about this time of year, and they went nowhere. And once again, just to let everybody know, there's a big press conference set up, I believe 9 o'clock, Todd, at UW Green Bay.
That is correct.
That Kevin Borseth will be a part of, so.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
And this just was announced, too. Packers are going to go to Brazil for week one to play the Philadelphia Eagles.
They are. Okay. So the Packers open up in Brazil.
Yep.
We going to that one? Didn't your daughter live in Brazil?
No.
Where'd she live?
Don't she have a rental in Brazil?
Wow, so that's where they're going. Who are they playing, the Eagles?
Eagles.
Wow. So that's the Eagles' home game, though, right?
Do you really think the NFL's being... going to become an international sport?
I don't.
The travel, and they got to come
back.
The
players hate it.
They do.
Players don't. Coaches hate it.
Yeah.
I know Coach LaFleur was not happy going to England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if we get some stuff going in South America and then maybe we play an international conference game. I mean, that down the road, but they don't have any teams. But are we going down there just to say, look, you guys start this game?
I honestly think the NFL in other countries like that would be about the same as pro soccer in the United States. You have your group that really loves it and they're fervent about it and they really know the game and they will support it, but I don't think they're going to get the casual fan who's never followed it before to all of a sudden become a diehard fan. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, they're doing it. They're not doing it to see Brazil. They're doing it for the money.
Oh, no
question.
And
their ultimate plan, But I don't know. Is football big down there? No, I wouldn't think. I think soccer's huge.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's huge. Yeah. But
my friends in the UK will tell you that they love the fact that we come over there.
Do they?
So they can, yeah. But,
really?
But they're not huge fans. They're their football,
exactly.
Right? They're watching Man United and Manchester City and stuff like that. But
didn't we sell out when Manchester City was here for that soccer thing?
I don't know. I didn't pay much attention to that, to be honest with you.
I bought tickets. I had tickets.
Oh, did you?
I sold them. I don't like soccer. It's too
I love watching soccer if you've got a kid playing or you're really pulling for it, like the Olympic soccer. You know, I get into that. Just I want the United States to win type of thing. But if it's just like pro soccer and games on between, I don't even know what teams there are anymore. I remember when it really, for early 70s, they tried making a big push. And I remember Pele came and the New York Cosmos had Chicalia, I think was his name. From like Brazil, and he was like the biggest athlete in the world. And I remember saw a picture where the Rolling Stones were like at the game because they were big fans. And so it seemed like there was some momentum, and then it just kind of petered out. It seems like.
No, I don't. I think soccer's. No.
Well, it's huge for kids and stuff like that, but I don't think it's the professional aspect of it will ever rival the big sports in the United States. That's all I'm saying.
They're hoping it does. I mean, but doesn't Mahomes' wife own a team or doesn't and some people have invested that out in Washington, state of Washington, it's huge. I don't know. I think that, you know, it's I don't know. Nothing like
certain
football,
areas, but I got a thing, a text, and I was going to bring this up. I remember the poor field conditions in Mexico, and that's true. I think it was the Cowboys that were playing there,
yep.
And they pulled all their starters out of that game because the turf was so bad. Yeah.
I don't know. I hope it works. When are they playing? Is that the first game? Is that an exhibition game, or is that the real deal?
What are you talking about? Packers?
Packers in
regular
that's,
season.
Yes, that's the opening. That's, yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that you're playing for keeps.
Yeah. I'd go to Brazil. Ty, you guys want to send me to Brazil? What?
We're
sending. I'm afraid we'd send you.
Yeah?
And we'd never see you again. Just knowing, Sean, like, when you went on the trips for IXX and you got lost in the woods and all that, we'd lose you in Brazil. You'd be, in the rainforest someplace.
I make companions too easy in bars.
That's exactly the problem.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see. Todd, Mino, John, where are you? I don't know. I'm in a hut. You're what? I'm in a hut.
Yeah.
Where? I don't know. South America. Can you come get me? Yeah, I could see that.
No, I'm not. Yeah. You have fun.
What a great lineup of guests we had today, though. Andy Van Handel, Freedom Free Fall, which is a phenomenal event for veterans. We'll talk more about that coming up.
It's
a wonderful thing. Pat Haney, 6P Food Safety Solutions. Really interesting guy about the behind the scenes of restaurants and everything like that.
Certification.
Mm-hmm. Eric Nordenberg, Green Bay Indoor Golf Summer Series. You and I are going to take part. We're going down and we're going to get our swings analyzed.
Taking lessons.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
Michael Friedman, Simple Life Rentals. Very fascinating. Very important topic going on in Northeast Wisconsin right now. Yeah.
That guy knows what he's doing.
And he got you thinking, didn't he?
He did.
If you could get $3,000 a night for your house for 2 weeks, would you do it?
That is not my decision, but I will present it.
Is it my decision?
I think we know who wears the mayoral pants in that family.
Milton's making the decision. Milton, what do you think? It'll be like the Groundhog Day. Where it's like, Milton, decision or not? Yeah.
He can come to the Ostoff. He's been there. He stayed there. He likes it. Okay. So it could work. This could work, but it's up to her. We got to talk about it some more.
Okay. And then Mike Dempsey from Waterfest 38 coming up in Oshkosh. A lot of cool stuff happening
July
around
13th,
here.
That kicks off. So
and last night, we had a great time. We went to the International Food Tour in downtown Green Bay, which was a great time.
I want to thank Jeff Merkus for that. It was great. And Todd, I can tell you one story about the bus. So the buses have these like seats, these bench seats. They're kind of small. And I sat down and John comes and sits next to me. And I'm like, why don't you go sit?
He made me move.
I said,
did he really?
I said, John, there could be a kiss cam on this bus.
He made me. He wouldn't allow me to sit next to him. I said, go sit on a bus.
I said, go sit in that empty seat up there. He goes, okay.
You were going to tell me a story. Somebody was talking about the music or something on the show, about the songs.
Oh, they're amazed at how we'll be talking about something and automatically.
That
song comes up.
Gotcha.
It is.
I said, well, you got a really talented producer how to do that.
We're bragging
but
you
they didn't
last
know
night.
If we planned that all the time and we planned
oh,
out
God,
what
we
music.
Don't plan anything.
No,
we don't plan
anything. I'll tell you, Todd, John started to take credit for it, but I saved you. I'm like, he
thanks,
did
Jim.
Tea cake, so
thanks,
I just
Jim.
Want you to know that I got your back.
I know who's got my back now.
That's not true. That's not true. No, people, I will say, though, I don't hang around with John a lot, but people do like the show.
Yeah, they do.
Which
got
is kind of cool.
Numerous people
I love hearing that.
Yeah,
I just,
me too.
It's like people saying I voted for you. I just love hearing that. I really enjoy your show in the morning. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Anyway.
But Todd and Amanda, great job lining up all the guests we had today. Wonderful job. Who do we got tomorrow that we can highlight?
Well, it's going to be cool. We're going to have the...
Sharon Cook is going to be on. She's with the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance. They're going to be doing a big cleanup project, so she's going to talk about that. John Kirsch is in from Golden House.
Okay.
And I believe it's Aliyah Kurzweil, Miss Green Bay, will be joining us tomorrow
morning. Oh, fantastic.
Well, and Dan's coming on, too.
That's right, 7 o'clock.
Who's that?
Has he confirmed that, Jim?
Yep, I got it right here.
Gotcha.
I just sent it to you. Check your email. I just sent it to you. But
so tomorrow's the big tornado awareness day.
Oh,
you're going to hear the
it.
Sirens and stuff.
Got it.
He's the
it.
Director of the emergency management
okay.
for the county.
And I will also try to get on Kevin Borseth, see what happens
you
after
bet.
Their meeting right now, basically.
Oh, man.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thank you very much. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back in tomorrow morning right here on WGBW, WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app. Have a phenomenal day. Enjoy this beautiful weather. See ya. I'm so nervous, I just sit and smile. Magic Bus. The house is only another mile. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I take on Trump lawyer, now disbarred attorney John Eastman. Turns out it was all a big pack of lies.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.